Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, I know that there are many things that are happening in the world of agriculture. The ongoing protests in much of the EU, also India seeing some bit of protests, all of which have relevance in South Africa because we are a country that is export-oriented, sending a great deal of our product to the EU and eyeing India as one of the potential markets for expansion. So when farmers are complaining about particular policy changes, that's always something that is worth looking at and assessing the implications for South Africa for the long term. Particularly in the EU, where we have about 27% of our agricultural exports in value terms go to the EU. But I would say so far, the changes or the victories of the farmers, where they insisted to the policymakers that the significant reduction in the chemicals and the fertilizer use would jeopardize agricultural productivity, and the EU lawmakers seems to have listened to that. That has been positive for farmers in the EU, but also positive for exporting regions like South Africa, because we were all going to be forced to comply with those regulations that the EU was putting in place. But the other aspects that is rising in these conversations is also this talk of protectionism, where the EU farmers are complaining about their imports and they want to be protected by lawmakers. And that's certainly something that as South Africa we are watching, and that will have implications on us. India farmers are complaining about lower profitability and insisting that their government increase the support for them and set the crop prices at a slightly higher pace so that they can be able to generate a bit of living for our crops. And all of these are aspects that I think we should be monitoring going forward. But there are also urgent matters in South Africa at the moment that I think are worth reflecting on. And one of them is the story of the weather. Because at the moment, we are in what we call the 2023-24 summer crop season in South Africa. By summer crops, listeners of this podcast know I'm referring to maize, sunflower, soybeans, sorghum, dry beans, and the like. So those are our summer crops or summer grains and the oilseeds. Now, the season for these crops usually start around about October of each year. This one started in October 2023. When the season started, we were uneasy because South Africa was transitioning from a long period of a La Nina, which would typically bring heavy rainfall across the region that is typically favorable for agriculture, to an El Nino weather phenomenon, which would typically bring drier weather conditions. But for this year, the El Nino was somewhat unusual. We saw excellent rainfall since the start of the season across South Africa. And certainly one of the podcasts that we recorded at the start of this year, we reflected on those favorable crop conditions across the country. And these were the good rains from the start of the season throughout the December holiday and March of January. But the critical period for crops in South Africa in general is usually around February, because that is what we call pollination or flowering, which is really where the crop formation and the yields is at a critical stage. And during this period, one would like to see more rainfall, because that's what enables or guarantees us a good yield. But South Africa has been struggling for rainfall. In fact, since the start of this month, we've seen that weather conditions have been pretty much harsh over the central regions of the country. We haven't received any excellent rains. Over the past week, I traveled to the Free State driving to a Farmer's Day at Serene Group. And I was driving from Pretoria. I decided to take the back road so that I can be able to assess what the crop conditions were looking like. And indeed, it was looking brilliant across much of the regions, but the crop was already showing that it needs rainfall. It's been almost a week and a couple of days now since the time where I could see that some regions were desperately needed rain. And as of recording of this podcast, it hadn't really rained much across South Africa. There's been scant showers now and there in various regions, but we haven't received the widespread rain that we need. Now, I would say for this critical period of rains we have from now up until probably the end of February to the first week of March, where if we don't get good rainfall during this period, then we can all start questioning what the yield potential would be. Of course, many of us were surprised by all of this dryness, but we certainly shouldn't be, because the South African Weather Service at the end of January, they released their seasonal climate watch report, where they update regularly their view about how they see the weather conditions. And in that report, they signal again the possibility of below normal rainfall in the central regions of South Africa, but insisted that in the far eastern regions, we could still get some rains. But since the start of the season, the events have been contrary to what the weather forecasters are saying. We had a bit of hope that perhaps maybe the rain may materialize. And the farmers certainly have planted quite a sizable area, because if you look at the summer crop production region in South Africa for this year, it's estimated at about 4.4 million hectares. This is up 0.4% from the previous season, which is the 2022-23 season, which again signaled that farmers are optimistic that we could have yet another good agricultural season. And now with this dryness, this is going to hit crops that are actually already planted and in a decent area. Now, of course, what now we are looking at is to say, what does this mean for the yield? And I think that for the yield potential, what will be important is perhaps maybe after this period of the 2 weeks that I'm talking about, to see whether we receive good rains or not, and thereafter we'll be able to give a better assessment of where the yields will sit in the country. If we could get rainfall during the rest of the remaining of this critical period, I think that we could still end with a decent crop in South Africa. But all of that is in the forecast. But if you look at the WX maps for the last week of this month, it does show the possibilities of good rain across the country, and I'm hoping that will materialize, because if it does, it can be fundamentally a game changer from what we have already seeing now on the crop and already fearing from some of the other regions and conversations with farmers. Now, I'm talking a lot here about the summer crops and the summer grain, but the heat, if it continues and it's dry for much of the crop, of course, this will remain now a concern also for those that are in horticulture, which is fruit and vegetables, and in livestock. But certainly for now, our worry is still with the folks that are in the summer grains. Some of the areas, for example, that are under irrigation, I would say they are still even in better shape, because the dams across the country are in better levels and then they'll be able to irrigate. But the issue is on the rain-fed crops, and the majority of the South African crop is rain-fed. And I think the other aspect that many South Africans are also familiar with is that we've been seeing excessive heat across the country, which is also a worry and adds to these concerns about the crop conditions. Now, I'm not saying all of these things to raise alarm. I think it's still some time. We'll have to assess all of the numbers that we see, the rainfall, the crop conditions, in order to be able to formulate a better view about where the country sits. But certainly, I do think that the Crop Estimate Committee, when they come up with their first production forecast at the end of this month, it will probably, one has to take it with a pinch of salt, because much of what is to happen over the next 2 weeks may not be factored in those estimates to actually get a sense of where things are. Perhaps paying attention on a March estimate release is going to be one of the critical things in order to get a better view of where the crop will be, whether we receive good rainfall or not. I think that the March figures are going to be the ones that will be important. Now, the outcome of the next 2 weeks is important, yes, for summer crops, for livestock, horticulture, but it also will be important on giving us a view as to whether we should be optimistic about the agricultural trajectory or outlook for 2024. We started the year thinking that we will do well. That view is really dependent on what happens over the next couple of days in order to be able then that we still hold and go forward with that optimistic view. It was an optimistic view in terms of growth and the performance of the sector, but also an optimistic view if one were to think about the food price inflation in the country, where we thought that food prices may begin to moderate. Part of the story is the global factors, where we see that global food prices or global agricultural commodities are continuing to soften, and over time that of course does come or reflect into the South African market. The second aspect of it, it has a lot to do with what we were expecting to be a recovery in the supplies in South Africa. I'm still hoping that we will hold that view, But for now, these are some of the issues that I think that they are very worrying for South Africa at this moment. And I know we have problems that are ranking from issues at the ports and all of the aspects of the municipalities that are failing. But I think for now, if you were to talk to farmers and say what's on the top of your mind, they will tell you that this issue of rainfall is the one that is deeply worrying for the immediate term, while the long-term problems are some stuff that we'll have to come back to reflect on them. Now, the central message then, folks, that I want to leave with you is that the last week of February is something we have to watch as to whether will the rain materialize across South Africa, and perhaps maybe continue into the first week of March to watch what the weather conditions will be. If it remains dry, as hot as it currently is, as of the 18th of February evening, where I'm recording this podcast in Pretoria, then we must be worried about the outlook. But if it does rain, then the concerns could ease up that perhaps the initial view that we had expressed at the start of this year in the earlier segments may be the eventuality in South Africa. And with that, folks, let me stop there. And thank you so very much for listening. My name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read some of the things I write in the website of my blog. The link is in the description of this podcast. And listen more to some of the previous segments that we've recorded. Thank you.
Thank you.